Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a look at one of the most convincing economic indicators in advance of next week's Federal Reserve meeting. We hear politicians talking about how the economy is strong and how unemployment is near record lows. Inflation is coming down, but core inflation remains elevated. Maybe there'll be a mild recession or a soft landing in the fourth quarter this year. For now, we have a hot economy. The consumer is driving the economy. Airlines are reporting record profits. Even the Wall Street Journal had a headline story on Sunday talking about the soft landing and how economists were pushing out their forecast for a recession. And I'm going to quote, in fact, directly from the Wall Street Journal article. It says, economists expected gross domestic product to have grown at 1.5% annual rate in the second quarter, a sharp uptick from 0.2% in the previous survey. They still expect GDP to eventually contract, but later and by less than previously. They expect the economy to grow 0.6% in the third quarter, in contrast to the 0.3% contraction expected in the prior survey, followed by a 0.1% contraction in the fourth quarter. When you measure gross domestic product, there are a few metrics that should be useful in measuring the activity in the market. Have you ever wondered why the Bureau of Labor and Statistics doesn't just ask the Internal Revenue Service to report the economic activity? After all, if people and businesses are accurately reporting their income on their income tax returns, we should know exactly what's happening in the economy. Now, I know not everybody files a tax return, but at face value, if the economy is growing, then the revenue to the IRS should be increasing. If gross domestic product is constant, well, then revenue to the IRS should be holding roughly constant. And if revenue to the IRS is falling, then it would stand to reason that somehow economic activity is tracking that as well. Well, for the first 5 months of this year, the Treasury Department and the Congressional Budget Office have been reporting falling revenue. The Treasury took in $1.693 trillion in individual income taxes up to June 2023, compared with the same period last year, which was $2.135 trillion. That's a shortfall of $442 billion in individual income tax receipts compared with the same period last year. That's a 21% reduction in income tax receipts. How could the economy be growing with a 21% reduction in income tax receipts? We see it in other tax receipts as well. Customs duties year-to-date last year for the same period were $74 billion versus $60.4 billion this year. Excise taxes were $61 billion last year and $59 billion for the same period this year. All of these categories are reduced. Don't forget, in an environment with inflation that was running at least 5%, in fact, more, I would expect all of these numbers to be increasing, at least with the rate of inflation in nominal terms. These numbers are not inflation adjusted. So if wages are increasing, I would expect income tax receipts to be increasing as well. When I look at oil consumption on a global basis, I look at income tax receipts to the U.S. Treasury, which are down 21%. I look at the customs duties, which are down 19.4%. In inflation-adjusted dollars, all of these would have to be worth at least 5% less, probably more. We're talking about a 25% reduction in income tax receipts in real terms. There's no way, it's just not mathematically possible, for the economy to be growing against those numbers. The interest rate inversion, which we've been living with now for many, many months, took another jolt this past week as well. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell 23 basis points this past week to 3.81%. The money markets seem to be pricing in reduction in interest rates when the Fed finally realizes the economy's not so strong after all. Much of the hiring in the past few months has been in lower-paying jobs, specifically in hospitality and food and beverage. While Delta Airlines reported record earnings in the past quarter, they continue to be challenged by labor shortages. Most of the increase in flights has been on long-haul overseas travel, which is up by 15%, and domestic travel is up by 8%. At the same time, we see that Orange County in Florida is reporting a 5% decline in hotel tax receipts. Attendance at the theme parks in Orlando was down, and even local residents are reporting that reservations are easy to get in the area's hottest restaurants. The Congressional Budget Office is reporting a decline in tax receipts and a 10% increase in outflows and spending. The increased outflow means government's printing money to fund those expenses. This kind of spending in excess of revenues absolutely is inflationary. And while we have politicians and economists telling us the economy's hot, we see actual numbers that are not subject to adjustment clearly telling us otherwise. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.